What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Here and Now. Back here with our fifth segment of the night. Here with just Esteban and I, the host of Here and Now. Just talking about the NFL draft tonight. Still at Atlantic Beach, just chilling, just relaxing my time here. Want to inform you fans about what happened this weekend with the NFL draft. Shockers to all. Well, not a shocker to me, but I mean, I just want greatness pretty much just for the Cleveland area, you know. With like LeBron James, you all know I'm a ride and die LeBron Cleveland fan. So, like, you know, everyone I heard with Baker Mayfield at the number one choice, which I think was a great choice. I mean, anyone else looking down the QB list, I wouldn't really want. I mean, everyone wants to overlook a Heisman winner, but at the same time, why don't you want the best quarterback that was in college football? I mean, looking back at last year, you saw like how the Bears traded up, got Trubisky, and then the Browns wanted to trade their pick, and then they missed out on Deshaun Watson, and look what happened. Deshaun Watson ended up making them regret, but that's how you do it, though. You make them regret by example, which is like this year with one of the QBs that got drafted by Arizona, Josh Rosen, the biggest trash talker of them all. After he got drafted, he said he was like nine other teams made nine mistakes, and that he was pretty pissed off with that he wasn't drafting the first three picks. Who the fuck says that? No one says that. I mean, it's the draft. Like the draft is meant for like good times, good memories. Like, you know, you're projected to go the first round, so be blessed and be grateful for what you got in front of you. Some people, like there's people in the seventh, like Mr. Irrelevant and all that, like people in the seventh round, people that go undrafted, they would die to be in his shoes to just be in the first round. Are you kidding me? He's pissed about being in the first three rounds. What tells me about that is that he just does not want to be in Arizona. Like, I was talking about it with JC, a co-host of Here and Now, by the way, brand new podcast, best podcast in the East Coast of North Carolina, originated from North Carolina. But me and him were having an argument. He was telling me that Rosen was the real deal. Like, he is the real deal, I'm telling you. But at the same time, no one wants that problem. Like, you telling me if Cleveland got him, well, that could have easily went downhill. Jets could have got him, that could have easily went downhill. That's why, I mean, with the Giants getting Saquon, that's smart. I mean, I don't know why everyone's crazy for thinking. Like, Eli literally had the worst season of his life, got benched and everything, coaching problems and all that to worry about, and everyone wants to talk about it's Eli. What? I mean, I guess that's how football is nowadays. When you have one bad year, everyone just drops on you. I mean, that's not how you play it. But at number two, I really liked the Giants picking up Saquon Barkley. I mean, everyone knew for a while, OBJ, him getting back healthy, everyone saw him pulling that big-ass SUV, like, in that driveway, holding up all that traffic. I know damn well he was, like, in that neighborhood, just pulling a truck towards him for one of his afternoon workouts. Always tagging Saquon in all these workouts, racing with Saquon. So, Saquon signed with Roc Nation, which is Jay-Z's agency company, which pretty much, like, drawn out that Saquon really wanted to go to New York, but it wasn't really his choice. It was basically, like, the Giants were definitely going to get him based off, like, if the Giants got him, I mean, didn't draft him or whatever, because people really believed that Sam Darnold was going to go number one, but everyone knew that was not going to work out. I mean, as a true believer, I mean, at the same time, like, everyone wanted to say that I'm hopping on the Browns bandwagon. I'm just like, they're literally 0-16, and I'm just like, I'm a supporter. I mean, I want them to do well. I really like what they've been doing for the past couple of years. I know, like, Kaiser and everyone hasn't worked out, but they've been moving forward. I mean, just taking baby steps. You just can't just take big steps. But during this offseason, some big steps, including Jarvis Landry, Janis, slot receiver from the Green Bay Packers. They just signed Josh Gordon, David Njoku. They signed Carlos Hyde during this offseason. It would have been nice if they got Saquon. And at number four, they got Baker. That would have been nice. But at the same time, I don't think Baker would have been there. At number four, the Jets would have got Baker at three. But I'm glad for Baker that he's the number one, because I think Heisman winning quarterback should definitely be going number one. But going to Buffalo's pick with Josh Allen and all that mess, Like, I think that was a pretty good pick for them with Tyrod going to the Browns. They needed a franchise quarterback to settle down with because Tyrod was pretty much just like a bridge quarterback. Like, he was at Cleveland, just like he was at Buffalo. I mean, that was his team, but he was just like a bridge for a little bit longer. That just had to be strong for a little bit longer. But at the same time, that was a great pick. But during the draft week, he could have just fell because of, apparently, he could have fell because of tweets and Facebook posts from when he was tweeting rap lyrics with his friends or like saying something, and like scouts wanting to like put that against him, which is literally, I just think it's bullshit. Like, you shouldn't judge a kid. Like, he's a kid from, like, you can just tell from his past history, like, he's a hard worker. He's from JUCO, went to Wyoming, 2 years in Wyoming, and then look at him. First rounder going to the Bills. He's a good kid, and like, you could tell by how he talks, how he presents himself. He's a great character. All around, like, I think he's probably like, I won't say he's the best football player, but I think he's like the better person out of the whole draft. He's a great kid. And I wanted to go to Shaquem Griffin, selected by the Seahawks today. It was yesterday was selected by him. He was expected to be drafted days before. I heard that he was supposed to be drafted like in the third round. Some said second, but I didn't think that. But I just assumed third, so he would just fall a little bit. But it's just great what he's been doing. Like the story he came out with during the draft, I am Shaquem Griffin. Great story. Reason why he only has one hand, if people didn't see it, get the time to see it. It was, he was just playing around due to intensive pain in his hand. He just wanted to cut off, you know, his fingers and all that, just due to like the pain in it. Just like, he just thought as a little kid it would just go away if he just cut off, but it didn't work out that way. But he has one hand still going on, fighting. Glad he has his twin brother to make him keep pushing, because like, I mean, it's just tough going. Like, you have JPP, everyone went crazy because he was missing one finger. Imagine like he's a linebacker with one hand. That's crazy. Like, I mean, that just takes a lot of guts, perseverance, and like huge pride. But we're going to go into the hometown draft picks. And which I mean by hometown draft picks, I mean around my area in North Carolina, because lately it's been homegrown athletes just being drafted left and right in every sport. But today we're just going to be talking about the NFL draft, since it's like draft season for the NFL. We're going to shout out Nyheim Hines, running back from NC State, drafted by the Colts yesterday. We got Braxton Berrios, representing from Leesville High School. My fault. I'll go back to Nyheim Hines. I did shout him out to this high school. Nyheim Hines, anyone listening to this, Nyheim Hines from Garner High School. Great runner, great track runner, All-American runner. Drafted by the Colts. Went to NC State Wolfpack. But go Duke. Braxton Berrios, Miami alumni, smart guy. Went there, was freshman through senior year. School guy, smart guy. Down to earth, Jesus guy. Got drafted by the Pats, the next slot receiver for the Pats. He's just a great guy. I remember watching him during high school. This motherfucker would just, like, he literally took a five-step drop, try to look for his receivers against Apex. I mean, our varsity team wasn't really that good, but he would just drop back, punt. Like, he would literally just drop back on the third down and just punt it. Like, it was just some crazy shit. And then, like, he would just go play receiver like he always does, get like 200 yards on people. It's just amazing things to see. Like, it's just like next year. I forgot. Also, shout out to Bryce Love from Stanford. Wake Forest alumni, Wake Forest High School, actually, back-to-back championships. I think he went to two or three straight championships. I want to say about three straight championships with Dexter Lawrence, D lineman from Clemson, rising junior, which is going to be on everyone's radar coming his junior year. He's going to be at least like a first or second rounder, at least a first rounder. Like, that's just a straight talent, fast, 40 times. Like, if anything, if he gets bigger, I don't know, like, how his size been going up. But if anything, I think he would get his 40 time up. If anything, I think it would probably be around, like, a 4.6, 4.7, 4.8-ish. But that's great for a D-lineman. But that's what I think. But I don't know what they're going to get him into for his junior year. But I just hope for great things for Dexter Lawrence. But back to Bryce Love. Great track runner is... as well. He used to run with Naheem Hines. Good friends. Track. Naheem Hines, twin sister. She ran track also. Just great athletes all around. It would be a great help for the Colts to get a versatile running back to take back your kicks. Great help for the Colts because of Frank Gore leaving. You got Marlon Mack, another speedy, powerful back that could just run through people. And you got Naheem Hines that could catch passes from the backfield. Probably a little bit better than Marlon Mack, but a little bit more weapon for Andrew Luck. They also drafted an offensive tackle for him also, which is, like, I think is pretty great, which is what he needed. They need to protect that shoulder because you can't win anything without that quarterback. But at the same time, what else we got? We could talk about the free agency. Pretty much all I got to talk about with the free agency is just, like, where the hell is Dez going to go? I really hope Dez doesn't go to the Giants, but at the same time, after drafting Barkley, everyone liked to talk about it until Barkley got drafted. But at the same time, I don't think Dez is really needed in New York. At the same time, you got Saquon. He's the headlines of New York coming in, but then if you sign Dez, like, I don't think it's really good for New York to, like, really put that on them. I don't think it's good. I think it's only good for headlines like Saquon coming to New York and all of that would be great for New York in general. And then you have, also during the draft, I want to say Calvin Ridley, I think was a good pick. Everyone wanted to sleep, like everyone wanted to go straight to team needs. Like, if you look at Atlanta, like, Atlanta didn't really need, like, team needs. At the same time, it was just, like, what they could get out of the first round that could be a steal. The whole time, it was just, like, wide receivers wasn't really popular in the first round. I think it was only two taken. I think DJ Moore was the first one taken, and he went to the Carolina Panthers, and Steve Smith gave him a shout-out saying, the Carolina Panthers never found a way to replace me until now with DJ Moore. I believe Steve Smith if he says that, because he's literally the cockiest motherfucker there is, the most passionate person to ever work his job, and I'll just believe him all around. But at the same time, highlights, stats don't lie. But if you play with basically Nick Saban, I think it would just be a little holdback, and like it just wouldn't be as proven because it's more of a system, and Alabama is just more pro. And next and finally, we're going to talk about the Pats selections. Good Pats. We're going to talk about Sony Michel. And we're going to talk about Isaiah Lynn. Sony Michel first from Haiti. Just deserving this opportunity. Seeing what he did in the college football playoffs is literally what got him here today. I saw QB to QB. New show for Russell Westbrook. Not Russell Westbrook, my fault, guys. Russell Wilson. Basically taking over for John Gruden, who took the job in Oakland, who usually does the QB camps for the rookies, but I guess Russ Wilson has the time to talk to all of them. Spoke to Sony Michel. He told him his story about in Haiti, about how he didn't, like, he started out as an old lineman, which is pretty fucking crazy. Like, seeing how tall he is, I could see that, and then seeing, like, I mean, back in the day, I mean, like, his, like, be, like, a little chubby and all that. I mean, a little fat when it hurt. But, I mean, as he grew into his body, like, you saw how much of a fucking freak he was. Like, in the college football playoffs, he literally destroyed Oklahoma and Baker Mayfield. Baker the taker at number one. And you got Isaiah Lynn. Like, literally, the Patriots went to the Giants Superdome and literally just told him, like, yeah, like, we're going to need some of your players for the first round. But this was just a short, segment tonight. Thought JC was gonna join me tonight, but I just gave y'all a little brief recap about key selections in this year's NFL draft. Here and now, we're gonna be back on Tuesday, Thursday, Fridays. We'll try our best to get them up without these technical difficulties. I'll try my best to record it, even if no one else wants to record with me, but we here. I didn't tear you guys. But I appreciate you guys tuning in. Tune in to the NBA playoffs. Next episode, we'll talk about more of game ones of the second, of the other games pretty much of the second round. Keep you informed. Free agency like Dez. Keep up with like people like Saquon, Baker. Tune into Baker's documentary actually leading up to the NFL draft. Tom Brady and the Patriots. See what's going on within. It was just a great time talking to you guys. Catch up with y'all later. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.